The Mad Adventurers Society presents...
Hello and welcome to Delve.
Hello.
I am Nathan.
And I'm Alex.
And today we are talking about all of the amazing experiences that we've had. Oh no, we're just talking about experience.
Not ours.
Not ours.
Okay,
not our
good.
Personal experiences.
Thank God.
Because I don't think we've had any.
But not you.
I'm trying to live vicariously through you.
Thanks.
Yeah, not
glad
working so well.
No.
Anyway, we're going to talk about how experience works in gaming.
Okay.
And how you actually figure it out.
Careful.
And I'm fascinated by this.
Are you?
Yes, because I don't know how to calculate any experience I have, so it's nice that they do it in a game.
Ah.
The first thing I wanted to ask you, though, is about gaining experience.
Okay.
What do I do to gain experience?
Things that are not menial tasks.
Oh, things.
You could kill somebody.
Well,
I
don't know if that's positive experience, though.
It's still experience. You
there's still a number.
You learn from it.
The number is not graded on the morality of it.
Not usually.
No.
No.
You pretty much just gain it regardless.
Yep. You could kill monsters, complete tasks, puzzles.
Okay.
Role play.
Oh, and those would be good.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything that's not like a menial task that's everyday and trivial to do, like tying your shoes or putting on Velcro shoes or
yes.
getting dressed.
Yes. But hand grenades.
You know, those are, I don't know. Depends what you're doing with them.
I want to destroy a bunny rabbit that
sure.
ate all my friends. All
right, then.
I can gain experience for my holy hand grenade?
Yeah.
Of Antioch?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they lived through it, so I guess the experience was worth it.
Well, yeah. I guess it really depends on success in what you do and what you determine as a success to
okay.
gain experience from.
Do you gain experience specifically because you've been successful?
I feel like in an RPG, you should gain experience both from success and from failure.
Okay.
Depending how you quantify failure, of course.
Yeah, and how do you calculate experience of a failure?
I would say if you're going to give someone success for, experience for failing to do something.
Yeah.
It should be very partial, but it should still be a little bit. So it's like, well,
yeah.
you tried.
You've done something.
And you made a valiant effort.
Yeah.
But you failed. So you're not going to get the total XP, but you're going to get a bit because you did
yeah.
do a lot of work for it and you did try.
And you've learned something.
Yes.
You've definitely learned
yes.
because you sucked at it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've learned that you
sticking
suck at
your
it.
Finger in the lock and pretending it's a lockpick does not work when there's a poison needle trap in there.
That's very true. And you learn a lot of things before you die from the poison.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least you gained experience from
right.
it. You basically, I'm gaining experience basically from anything that I'm doing in a game.
More or less. I mean, again, it's not, if you're tying your shoes, you're not going to gain some experience
you
with that.
You keep bringing up this tying the shoes. Because I can't.
Uh-huh.
Can I gain experience in certain things?
Like?
To get better at like tying my shoes. Like, could I gain shoe tying experience?
Generally, in that case, in most systems and whatnot, you'd be going and gaining XP, and then you'd be putting skill points or whatever into, say, your shoe tying skill.
Okay. That's good.
So,
and you know, you could be a shoe tying expert.
Sure.
And you could learn how to tie all sorts of shoes. All
right.
With fancy knots.
And everyone else's shoes.
And I could like have a hangman's knot at the end of my shoe.
Right.
That would be
except
an advance.
13 turns is illegal.
Oh.
You'd have to do 12.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So usually your experience is from a general pool.
Yes.
Of experience.
I guess so. Yeah.
Not specifically to one specific thing.
Right.
But, I mean, I have seen some systems where it might go to different kinds of, like, it might not be just an individual action, like, I hit things with a pointy stick, and therefore I get pointy stick experience,
mm-hmm.
but I might gain weapons experience, and I might gain, medic experience from being able to heal.
Part of that, I think you're thinking of what they do in video games a lot.
Yes.
But that's a lot harder to implement in tabletop games.
Why?
Because it requires a lot of bookkeeping people don't want to do.
Ah.
I've used my spell 300 times. No, it's not math. It's keeping track of every single instance that you use something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Yeah, nobody else does either. Like, you could do it where if you use your skill 50 times, it levels up.
Yeah.
But then you've got to go, I thrust my sword, and you've got to check every single time you do it, and you've got to keep all that information.
Right.
Which, it's not something a lot of people really want to handle on their own. So video games, it works great, because it does it automatically.
Right, and but it just figures it out.
But on the table?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, how many times have you used your sword attack? How many times did I just use it last battle? I didn't know. I didn't keep track. Crap, neither did I.
So, basically, when you actually get into a tabletop scenario, as opposed to my precious video games, the mechanics usually have to stay more hidden.
Not necessarily more hidden, but a lot simpler.
You got to keep it a little bit more bare bones. Stuff that people can easily figure out in their head.
You don't want to make it something really intensive that you've got to keep a lot of bookkeeping and do a lot of research for.
You'd prefer not to spend an entire session trying to figure out if you gained experience from the last session.
Pretty much.
So, usually general experience, not specific experience.
Usually.
And can go into failing as well as success.
Sure.
Depending on what kind of system.
Depending on your system and your GM.
But
some GMs don't want to reward failures at all, but
they're just harsh.
Well, I mean, you did fail, so it doesn't ever say anything in the book about rewarding failure.
And there are levels to success too.
Sure.
I mean, I know that the monster dies.
Mm-hmm.
Like you slay the big bad monster, but there are levels to that. Like, I mean, did you come out of it in pretty good shape? Did you best it easily? Did you hit it with some criticals and down it fast? Or
I don't think that would generally affect your experience.
No,
not generally.
It's just it's done.
Sometimes, but again, it really depends on your playstyle, your GM, and the system.
That's very binary, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like basically it's a one or a zero. It's
pretty much. That's why I was advocating for even if they fail. Well, even if they fail, you just kind of go here, you know, you didn't succeed, but you gained partial experience for trying.
Okay.
Because if they fail, which, you know, generally a lot of players, I feel like most of the games I've ever been in, your players don't very often fail.
Right.
So it's, I don't know.
Maybe they should.
They should, definitely.
Maybe they should fail often.
Maybe not often.
But now, do you think that people are afraid of having parties that fail because of that very thing that
possibly.
It's usually not calculated
I think
in?
Players don't like it.
Yeah.
Either. It's like, oh, well, it's player death is one thing, but failing is a different thing.
But now, if you were talking, like, if we had a system like what you were talking about where you actually do get something for failure, even if it is a failure, you wouldn't feel so bad about failing. You know, you'd at least get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit of experience.
Well, here's a thing I'm thinking right now is how many times do you often hear, you know, parties say they had a total party kill?
Yeah.
Like on a boss. When do you usually hear, so a couple of the party members died, but I ran away because I thought it was a smart move and didn't want to die.
Well, I would think that would be a little hard to explain next time you see those people.
Well, they're dead.
So I guess I don't really have to worry about seeing them?
Yeah, no.
No. Because it's not a total party kill, but it's a partial party kill.
Yeah.
It's a PPK.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
A pebble party knockdown. You know, that's a tactical advantage to me. I would award my players XP for that if they did that because it's better than dying.
Yeah. But people kind of get into the hero mindset at that point. It's like, I am going to go out in a ball of flame, but then the game's over.
So,
do you really
it's not as good for an epic story if you said, so we fought this big dragon.
Yeah.
We ran away.
Yeah.
Because he was going to kill us.
Now, I know that you can gain experience for a lot of things, but sometimes I've seen systems, again, this is more video game based, so it might not happen on tabletop, where you lose experience.
A lot harder to do.
On
generally,
the table.
Generally dying, crafting items, magic items, generally costs XP in like D&D.
Okay.
So there's a couple different ways you can lose XP, but it's not like just something that happens all the time.
So if I get turned to stone and then they unstonify me,
well, I mean,
I
that's just petrification, so if you died when you got turned to stone, maybe, but
yeah, I can imagine that death does cause you to lose some experience.
Mm-hmm. And memories.
And memories. Yeah, which personal life experiences.
Right.
You lose those too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you calculate experience for certain things? Like you know, you have a big monster, you have small monsters, or I might have a horde of monsters or whatever. How do you figure out how much that's actually worth?
Depending on the system.
I know it always depends on the system.
It always depends on the system. Like, D&D is a monster, like, has a CR, challenge rating.
Okay.
Pathfinder, same thing, or challenge rating, or difficulty rating.
Right.
So how much experience they're worth is based on the level of your party
mm-hmm.
and the level of the monster or the yeah. difficulty they are. So if they're like much easier than you, you'll gain a lot less. But if they're harder than you and you kill it, yeah. you'll gain a lot more.
Okay.
And if they're about your level, it'll be kind of middle ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other systems are arbitrary sometimes where it's all right, you gain this much XP.
Mm-hmm.
I know on like L5R, it was you gain 1 or 2 XP per, because it had a different system. It wasn't hundreds. It was like 1 XP per whatever you want to do. You could spend it as is, but it was very low.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like systems like the 40K systems and the Warhammer Fantasy system where you spend copious amounts of XP.
Yeah.
Where you start off with a large amount of XP and then continue like getting skills by spending XP.
Now, there are systems where, like, usually experience is used so that you can eventually level up, mm-hmm. right? But you could use a system where you don't have levels so much
sure.
as you actually just have experience that you use for things.
Mm-hmm.
Because this actually brings me to Fable.
Mm-hmm.
That actually had, this is the reason I brought up specific kinds of experience, because it actually did have 3 different kinds of experience that you get, and general experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you would gain them for doing things. And then you could upgrade your skills based on how much of those experience pools you had.
Okay.
So you had like strength, guile, and magic. You would use your specific experience pools, and then you could make it up with your general experience pools underneath. Okay. I imagine that's a little bit difficult to do in terms of the specific ones, but you could still use it as a buy-in system on your general experience when
sure.
you had a tabletop.
Why not?
That's not too hard to calculate.
No,
right?
If you had like places you can spend your XP into.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would no, that's not hard.
I have 1,000 experience. This costs 50 experience.
You spend your XP to raise your skills and your abilities and your 5 rings, which is why it's called Legend of the 5 Rings.
Gotcha.
In Warhammer, you spend XP to buy new skills and stats
mm-hmm.
and that's for both the fantasy and the 40K version.
Okay. So in that case, you really don't have... Do you have levels at all?
You still have levels in all those games. Warhammer, it's... you have your XP total at the end of it is determining your rank.
All right. So you don't necessarily need to use your experience for levels. You can use your experience to level things up.
It's both.
It's both.
It's
okay.
both. You spend the, you gain XP and use it as a cost resource.
Oh, so you have to make a trade-off.
No. Because you still level.
Okay.
Even if you spend the XP, you still have the total XP.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But it goes into what abilities you have. Instead of just gaining arbitrary abilities as you level up, you have to buy them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your XP total is still how much, what rank you are. So once you hit like 5,000 XP, you're on the next rank.
Oh, I
get you. And you can buy skills from that.
I think it would be kind of interesting if you had a game where you had to make the choice. Like you use experience to get your levels, but you could also use some of them as currency. So then you have to determine, do I really want this skill, even though it might hinder me from getting to my next level faster?
I've thought about that for my game, but I'm not sure. I haven't figured out my XP system.
It's that would be really tricky, though, for players to kind of... Cause
yeah.
For me personally, I'd be like, boy, I really got to think about this.
But then you get people who will stick at level 1 forever, but have all these amazing skills. So it's really hard to determine...
Maybe it's worth it, though.
Well, it would be really hard to determine their challenge rating.
Or
the difficulty rating. Because if you have a level 1 who's maxed at all the skills you can get at level 1...
But then you'd still be gaining a lot of experience.
They're a lot more
ratings.
Powerful than a normal level 1 character
right.
would be.
So I got a fully maxed out level 1
mm-hmm.
challenge rating. And I'm dealing... But I can easily best like a challenge level 9 because I'm totally
Maybe
maxed out.
Maybe not 9. That'd be insane. That's like 8 levels difference there.
Okay, so fine. I'll just put challenge rating X.
It could be done, probably, but it would just be. I think it would be really hard to balance out the.
Yeah, balance would definitely be an issue in that case. Usually, though, if we're dealing with a traditional RPG system,
mm-hmm.
experience does gain you levels.
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward.
Yes.
Now, how do you determine your thresholds for experience?
Math.
Great. But there's a few ways you can do this, right?
Sure.
You can either lower the amount of experience that you can get as you gain levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Diminishing returns, yes.
Or you can keep the same kind of experience, but your thresholds get further and further apart.
Exponential.
So, like, my first, I only need, like, 100 experience to get to level 2, but then I need, like, 200 to get to 3 and 400 to get to 4.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird and it's complex, and I'm not good at that part myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, in D&D, it's an exponential type growth.
Yeah.
Where the first level is, like, you need 1,000, and then it's 3,000, and then, it's 6,000, then it's... goes up from there.
Is it just a matter of what's easier to calculate?
In that case, I don't... How so?
I start thinking to myself, like, if I'm just saying, well, this is how much experience I need to get, well, then I don't have to change any of my other numbers for anything else. Like, I know that this thing is worth this much experience regardless. If we did it the other way, and I said, I gain 1,000 experience for each thing, but things become, gain me less experience as time goes on. Then I have to try and do the math to figure out how much experience I get for every single thing.
Generally, that's the case. It's the higher level you get, the less things that were, your level before. They're easier now, so they're worth less experience.
But that seems like it would be incredibly difficult to figure out.
That's why I'm not good at it. Math is not my strong point, which is why I've been having a really hard time trying to figure out the
experience. That's why mechanics are tricky.
No, mechanics aren't tricky. Experience is tricky.
But you have diminishing returns, basically.
Right.
Okay, good. I'm glad I figured that out.
Got it.
Finally.
Yeah.
You get diminishing returns for your action.
Mm-hmm.
As you get bigger and bigger.
Fighting those level 1 goblins at level 10... it's not quite the same.
Yeah. But now, in a system where you do not have a challenge rating or levels,
mm-hmm.
you just have the experience, you wouldn't do that, right? You would basically, something is worth what it's worth.
Probably. I mean, if there's no levels, then there shouldn't be diminishing returns, so...
It's at this point, though, that I'm going to ask really the simple question. What's the real point of experience?
To say you've been there, you've done that? To gauge... how powerful and to get you levels?
Sometimes to get you levels, but not all the time.
Well, usually in most cases.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's a classless, not a classless, but a levelless system.
Right.
But
do you see a place where you could develop a system that doesn't require any kind of experience?
Sure, but you wouldn't need a lot of math in that system then.
No, I wouldn't think so. But then you, like, okay, if I had no levels, no experience, nothing like that,
mm-hmm.
is it even a role-playing game?
Sure.
Okay.
Role-playing games don't have anything to do with classes or levels or experience.
It has
it's all about storytelling, playing a character that is not yourself.
I do like that aspect.
In situations that you could probably never be in, or at least not in this dimension.
Well, it could be in this dimension, but it might be less fun.
Well, you never know. That's true. Situations that you probably will never be in.
This is true. Because who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there could be a vortex that opens up tomorrow, and we actually have to fight the real dragons.
Yeah.
And at that point, we have to figure out how much experience we get for defeating those.
We get lots of experience for that.
Yeah. I suppose in the real world, it doesn't work very well.
Oh, it works great because it's reputation in that sense.
Oh, yeah, okay. And maybe you could just use reputation as experience instead.
Why not?
Reputation is the thing.
Could be.
Yeah. Instead of levels, too. You just have a reputation system. I have X number of reputation, therefore mm-hmm. I am allowed to do these things.
That would be pretty easy to work with, I feel.
I think so.
Who wants to use that, go ahead.
Yeah, or fame as
that
a resource.
Was Fable.
Mm-hmm. It was Fable. I was just talking about that. That's why it came to my mind.
Yes.
It was fame.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, I think Fallout actually had something similar, too. Or
I feel like you could do that in an RPG system.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to do it instead of, like, a level or instead of, like, experience, you could do that.
Yeah. Actually, they implemented that in Red Dead Redemption, too.
Didn't play it.
You didn't? No, you didn't.
Nope.
Which was kind of... That was actually more of an action game. but it had RPG elements to
it. A lot of them do nowadays.
Yes, they definitely do. Every single game you see has more
RPG. Call of Duty has RPG elements.
Call of Duty.
On that note.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good to know that we've gained the experience of doing this episode.
Oh, that was so corny.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to segue my way through that.
I'm going to say that was a failure.
That was a failure? That but I do gain partial experience for it.
Very right? partial, like almost negative.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because two negatives still make a positive.
Two negatives would gain you as much experience as a positive, right?
Well, maybe. Just
actually, two negatives do make a positive.
I know.
If you multiply them, if you multiply a negative by a negative, it makes a positive. That's right, you're not good at math.
No. I forgot. No more math. Go away.
But it's it works. Mostly what we've been talking about, though, is actually gaining stuff for, like, doing combat actions. But what about if you just did more menial stuff around the house? Like, I mean, not the tying shoes things that we were talking about earlier. But
like cleaning the house?
Like cooking. Cooking could be a kind of skill that you do.
Sure. If you're cooking for, like, a king or queen, a diplomat or ambassador, maybe.
What if I just want to cook for a mead hall?
Maybe. I don't think it'd be much, but, I mean, maybe you could... In some of those cases, I personally would award people, like, a skill point.
But, yeah, I mean, but, you know, those are skills that do kind of come into play a little bit.
Sometimes. It depends how often you cook. In that case.
Right. Well, you know, you're sitting around the campfire, everybody's talking and everything, they're gonna get hungry. I mean, if you can't cook properly with the right mushrooms, then everybody dies of poisoning.
That's not cooking, though. That's being able to identify... All right,
so that's more like lore?
That's or herbalism, or lore, or nature.
Like that. Okay, but properly being able to identify something like that, would you gain experience for that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always. Again, it's kind of a menial thing. It's a skill check in most cases, but...
I just keep thinking that anything that would be revolving around your adventure, even
you could,
if it
yeah,
was
I don't,
specific.
It would just be very, like, I identified this mushroom. Cool, gain 5 XP.
Okay.
Generally... You don't just, like in D&D anyways, you don't just go, cool, have 5 XP, you did something.
Yeah.
It's more like, all right, you completed something that's slightly important, or something that had bearing on the story, or something, a planned encounter of any sort, whether the encounter is, again, a puzzle, a trap, a dragon, whatever, anything could be an encounter, a social encounter even.
Okay.
Like, if you design it to be, all right, there's 16 different mushrooms here, but only one of them is not poisonous... Then I would say that's an encounter worthy of experience.
Right.
Because if they pick the wrong one, someone's getting poisoned.
Exactly.
At least one person's
getting poisoned. Yeah. And being able to properly identify it would be a feat.
Yes.
Not, however, would be very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So is it really worth the experience that you're potentially getting?
Meh. Up to the player.
Okay. Good to know. I think we've talked a lot about our personal experiences.
Yeah.
Not so much, but more about general experience. Mm-hmm. Because as we found, specific experiences are very difficult to calculate.
Yeah.
So if they want to find the rest of Delve...
They probably do. I hope so.
If you haven't listened to the rest of them, we'd like you to. Where can they find us?
You can find us over on the Mad Adventure Society.
This is true.
At www.madadventures.com.
Yeah. They have a whole lot of podcasts and articles that are updated pretty much daily.
Uh-huh.
They pretty much have new content on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, please click on their Patreon banner.
Mm-hmm.
You can become a patron.
Yeah, you got it right this time.
Yes.
Yeah,
you can donate money on a monthly basis to make sure that we can continue to build all of this content for you, the listeners.
Right. Plus, there are some cool milestones. The next one we're hitting is for Mad Adventure Society t-shirts, which should be pretty cool. And you should probably wear whenever you're gaming.
Yes.
With all your friends.
I will totally do that.
Or if you do Skype games and online when you're on Skype.
Or for me, when I'm sitting alone in my room.
Yeah.
I'll wear
either way,
it
they sound cool, and you should totally want t-shirts. Yes. Everyone likes t-shirts.
Yeah, people love t-shirts. I wear t-shirts. But one day, maybe I'll wear that t-shirt.
You will.
Also, if you want to find this and all the other podcasts for the Mad Adventure Society, you can also go to the iTunes. We are on there. You can rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe would probably be the best out of all of those.
Probably.
I'd like that.
You can also find Nathan and I both on Twitter. I am at EXP Limited.
And I am at Citanium.
And we are always happy to answer questions or take questions or, you know, get ideas for the show if you have any.
You can talk to us directly, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For you.
Not
and us. Us too. We appreciate it. Give a suggestion for the show. Things that you are personally interested in, if you are in game development, that you would like to talk about or that you think we might have missed.
Yeah.
Up to this point.
Yell at us.
Yell at us. We are gluttons for punishment.
No, you are. Yell at Nathan.
I am just a hate-absorbing monster. And I will take that all
Speaking
into account.
Of, I think a vortex just opened up outside, and Ooh, we gotta go fight some dragons.
I can't wait! We're off to fight dragons and gain experience now.
Yes, we are.
Yay!
See
Bye.
You later.
This has been a Mad Adventurers Society production.